This is Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Brose with the Conscious Resistance Network, and today is Tuesday, April 27, 2021, and I have an important video to bring to you this afternoon. We're going to talk a little bit about these protests, these efforts for petitions, for lawsuits, for asking the government for permission to let us be free, for asking the government to take the boot off our neck, and whether or not this is going to be effective in any kind of way, or if we should pursue other alternatives. Before we get into that, though, I would like to remind you guys, my website is theconsciousresistance.com, theconsciousresistance.com. And I know there are people who are going to be watching this on Facebook, some who are watching on DLive and Float, thank you, and others who will watch it after the fact on BitChute, Odyssey, Hive, Minds, Float, and all these other platforms, those of you listening on Spotify. I appreciate every single one of you. I do want to say to those of you watching on Facebook that if you are somehow seeing this stream, you're lucky to be seeing it, and you should follow elsewhere because I've been getting stifled and suppressed in the algorithm from Facebook, where my reach over the last 2 months has gone down about 80 to 90%. And they're effectively killing my ability to reach people and talk about these kinds of important things. So if by chance you're hearing this on Facebook, whether live or later, I highly recommend going to theconsciousresistance.com, hitting Control D if you're on your laptop or bookmarking on your phone and visiting the website once a week, because I constantly put out new content. But if you rely on Facebook, you're not going to see it. I also recommend, besides follow me on all the other platforms I listed, to follow my Telegram channels. We have a Conscious Resistance Telegram channel and a Derek Brose Telegram channel, and that's where you can get the latest content, everything that I release. And you can also get the full recordings from this weekend. We had the D3 Tech Summit, Decentralized, Distributed, and Disruptive Tech Summit. I just want to say shout out real brief moment to those who watched this weekend. We had Saturday and Sunday, 10 hours of talks focused on how blockchain, privacy, encryption, and how these things intersect, and talking about the pitfalls and the dangers of digital technology. You can find the entire recordings on theconsciousresistance.com, or if you are on Odyssey, you can hop on over to the Greater Reset Odyssey channel or the Conscious Resistance Odyssey channel, because we don't use YouTube around here. You can see us over here at the Greater Reset Activation YouTube Odyssey channel, and we have uploaded the entire streams for both days, and I have just spent the last 2 days editing and uploading the individual talks. These are really powerful talks. You're going to want to hear them. And then we're taking the effort to upload them on Float and to upload them on Spotify and other places. We're making it so freaking easy for you to have solutions, and that's what we're going to talk about today. The reality is, guys, that there are so many insane things going on in our world, and some of you might have noticed that I'm not really making regular videos anymore. I'm doing my weekly podcast, I'm doing the Activation podcast, I'm doing Freethinker Radio, and I've been putting out, you know, promotional stuff for the Greater Reset and for the D3 Tech Summit. I haven't been making as many videos because honestly, after spending 2020 making 2 to 3 videos a day, I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted with it. Not only that, because it's like some of you aren't paying attention. And I'm going to repeat that message today. I felt like it was important enough to do this video and cover a couple of stories and make the larger point, as the title says, that petitions, protests, and petitions, protests, and lawsuits won't stop the technocratic state. I'm not here to tell anybody what to pursue, but I am going to share my views based on my experience on what does and what does not work. So yeah, before we get into the stories, I just wanted to preface that and say, like, I'm doing less and less news. I'm focused on my documentary. I'm focused on new books because it feels like that's more important. It feels like those are going to be things that last into the future. It also, as I'm going to talk about in a few moments, I am focused on getting my own land because I think that is the future. I think that's the big reality we need to face. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and jump into this first story. And I don't know if you guys saw this, just reported by the New York Times. Of course, we're using archive.is, archive.today instead of the New York Times website, so we don't give them any traffic. But the New York Times reports the European Union is set to let vaccinated U.S. tourists visit this summer. The head of the European Commission says the bloc would switch policy under certain conditions after more than a year of mostly banning non-essential travel. So according to the New York Times, American tourists who have been fully vaccinated against COVID, which means your two vaccines, or if they say you need booster shots, I guess you got to do those too, that you will be allowed to visit the European Union over the summer. And this is part of course, their move towards incorporating vaccine certificates, immunity certificates, just that vaccine passports, immunity passports, that whole concept, which I have covered. And I believe I will take some credit here that I was one of the first people to report and warn about this back in April and May of last year when the International Airline Travel Association first announced that they were already setting in place the technology and the business arrangements to start rolling out these passports over the last year. And of course, the World Economic Forum and their Great Reset have been pushing it as well. So this is why I say I'm a little exhausted with talking about these things, although they remain important, because it feels like not too many people are paying attention. So this is where it's at now, is if you're going to get your proof of vaccine, you're going to get a little certificate. It's going to be a piece of paper maybe, or a digital app thing that we've been warning about, like the Common Pass, like the IATA Travel Pass, like the Clear Pass, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the Gates Foundation, by the World Economic Forum, and the usual cast of characters. So again, like I said last year, immunity passports are on the way. What's your plan? What are you going to do about it? Have you thought about how you're going to exist in this world? Because this is more of a luxury, let's say, here, right? Traveling from America to Europe. I mean, unless you have family out there, which plenty of people do, the idea of flying to Europe is a luxury that some people will never be able to take advantage of, right? So maybe they're hearing this and like, yeah, that sucks, but it doesn't apply to me. But it's not going to stop there, guys. As we've gone over and numerous reports, we've heard from the UK, as well as other places, discussing the ideas of using them to let people get into the grocery store. And, you know, it's not just the grocery store, though. It can be travel. It can be it's already government buildings, for example. It can be you can't bank here anymore in the future. Also, of course, even if it's not being done through the government, individuals, private businesses, and bosses might require you to get a vaccine or some proof of immunity or whatever, right? So the point is, and the point that I made last year and that I'm going to continue to make is, have you actually thought about this in a tangible way? Have you thought about how you're going to take care of your family, how you are going to actually be able to work if they require this vaccine or this passport? You know, if you're one of these people, like many of the people I know, like myself, who know for a fact, without a doubt, you're not getting this vaccine. There's no amount of pressure they can apply. There's no celebrity endorsements that they can get that is going to sway you, because you're not a simple-minded slave. You think for yourself. So if you know that and you recognize that, then you need to start taking tangible steps in your lives. You can either just continue to watch, you know, the conspiratainment, infotainment, cycle through all your channels and see what all the conspiracy theorists are talking about, or you can actually do shit in your life. You can actually start growing your own food. You can make sure that you are as least dependent on that system as possible. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if you have a 401k, if you have a bank account, if you have a pension, if you have a monthly welfare check, or, you know, say you're disabled. I mean, these are people that are really going to be squeezed, because if you don't have many other options, I mean, start thinking of them. And I'm not saying it's simple, but I'm just saying you need to start putting some brain power into this, because if you allow your fear and your awareness of what's going on to paralyze you and you do nothing, then nothing's going to happen. It's not enough anymore to know what's going on in the world and to do nothing, guys. I mean, you could do whatever the hell you want, I guess. But the point is that your family and your loved ones and the coming future generations are going to suffer if we choose to do nothing. And I personally am doing lots of things. I'm not going to sit around and do nothing. I'm taking steps in my own personal life. I'm taking steps to produce content and put out information to hopefully inspire people to think and to question authority. I don't produce videos and articles just so you can have a sort of, yeah, world's crazy. The idea is to wake you up, to get you motivated, to get you activated, to get you start thinking about what you can actually do in your own life. Because if they've got you tied to that pension, to that 401k, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they can squeeze you and say, look, we need you to show vaccine proof if you want to get this. And that might sound extreme to some of you, but we're headed in that direction. So another piece of insane, silly, funny, retarded news. You know, somebody was asking a few minutes ago, where have you been? I've been here every single day. You need to stop following me on Facebook and you'll see my work, because I'm producing it nearly every single day. But again, I don't want to spend my time talking about the daily news. I'm not one of the channels that's going to sit there and talk about, like, here's the latest drama of the day. But I want to talk to you when it's important. This is something that just came out today, Tuesday, as we're recording this. And it is important. It's important to recognize how insane it is. Okay, so here's this chart from the CDC and their new COVID guidelines that basically says, as you can see here, that this is what you can do if you are a fully vaccinated person. Let me get this pulled up real quick. This is what you can do as a fully vaccinated person, and this is what you can't do if you're not vaccinated. And like I said, it basically comes down to them saying that even if you're getting even if you got the vaccine, you really still can't do anything that the non-vaccinated people can do. So on the right-hand side of the screen, we're showing this is all in green. It says fully vaccinated people can be outside and walk, run with members of their household. So can unvaccinated people. Fully vaccinated people can attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated family and friends. So can unvaccinated people. And here's where it starts to separate. Fully vaccinated people can attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people without wearing a mask. But they say unvaccinated people need to wear a mask. And then it gets into yellow and red. This is just like the terror alert thing after 9/11. Green, yellow, red, terror alert. Yellow, somebody's not wearing a mask while dining at a restaurant. I mean, it's silly. But if you look on the right-hand side, guys, on the indoor section, so the first part's outdoor, on the right side, indoor, all green, right? They're literally saying, even if you're fully vaccinated, when it comes to indoor, you still need to wear a mask all the time, to attend a full capacity worship service, to eat at an indoor restaurant or bar, to sing at an indoor chorus, to ride public transport, attend a small indoor gathering of fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people from multiple households. It's just more rules, and it's garbage. It's garbage. But this is where we're moving to now. And it's not just this silly chart. The message, I don't know if I have the Biden video pulled up right now. We could try to play it. It's not really worth listening to. But the point is that what he pretty much says, what all the politicians are saying, what even the mayor of Houston put out a statement saying, is that if you want to get back to normal, then it's time to get vaccinated. Guys, we got plenty of vaccines. We're shipping all those AstraZeneca ones that might cause you blood clots. We're still shipping those to Mexico and other countries. But we got these Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccines. Come and get them while they're hot, especially if you want to go back to normal. So they're literally hanging this carrot over like society's heads and saying, if you want to go back to normal, here it is. Just take the shot. You might be able to go out and enjoy some things. You're still going to have to wear a mask, but at least you'll go back with other people. And look, if you have been living in fear the last year, I'm sorry. I really wish that you hadn't. I wish that you hadn't fallen prey to this propaganda, because that's what it is, propaganda. But I haven't even noticed this, honestly. If it wasn't for people wearing masks where I go, I wouldn't even notice this. I go to the gym, I ride my bike, I see my friends, my family, I'm hugging people, I'm, you know, exchanging human contact, and I'm not living in their world. But also, going back to the quote unquote old normal isn't the answer either. This is why we're talking about the greater reset, because we need to move beyond their vision of the world, and we need to accept that where we've been is also not very sustainable. And the world that they want is the great reset. It is the technocracy. It's what I wrote about in my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. It is the world that has your life on a blockchain and everything's tracked and traced, facial recognition cameras, biometric cameras, retina sensors, all these things that are going to be used to track and trace society that many of us have seen coming and now are staring us in the face under the guise of fighting COVID-19. It is called technocracy. It's not communism. It's not socialism. It's not capitalism. Those are all, those people who push those things, whether they realize it or not, they're all fighting on the same side. The true agenda, the true political philosophy that guides these folks is called technocracy. It is the rule by experts, rule by scientific elite. And that is the world that they are pushing. They don't believe that we should have a right to decide which direction our planet goes. They believe that the smart people, the people at the top, are the ones that get to decide for us. And if you're a free human being like me, say, fuck that, and say that we can create the world that we want. And join us as part of the people's reset, the great reset. And I don't mean just watch our event at the end of May. Please do that. Please visit thegreaterreset.org and check out our event and watch it for free. But I also mean you have to do something in your life. So this is what I was saying earlier about kind of being exhausted with sharing this message, because I'm not going to quit ever, but I've been sharing this message for 10 years now, and I've been sharing it specifically for a year now in relation to COVID, warning people you need to decide on which side of the line you're going to be, because we talked about the immunity passports. Americans now have to show some proof of vaccine to fly to Europe. Think about that. Think about the world we are in now. Like, that's one step, and it just gets a little blip on the media and people move on, but you need to stop and really tangibly think about the implications of that action. So as we are As we are thinking about the coming generations, I like to think about the seven generations and beyond. What am I leaving behind for them, my potential children, or even just my nieces and nephews and, you know, their kids and on and on and on. The people I'll never meet, the people who've come before me, my ancestors, the work that they did to get me here to this point. And what kind of work am I going to do to ensure that freedom thrives on into the future and that we are able to continue to help people into the future? Because the reality is right here in our face. And look, I don't care if you support vaccines, support masks. It's not about that. The point is that bodily autonomy, self-ownership, your body, your choice, these rights, these inherent human rights are being threatened and ripped away from us right now. And so back to the title of the video, petitions, protests, and lawsuits will not stop the technocracy. Did you hear about this massive protest this weekend in London against the lockdowns? And look, you don't have to agree with every message there. The point is that human beings came out in some estimates to 50 to 100,000 people. Of course, the media says it was 10,000. And guess what? London's still locked down. India is about to go back into lockdown. I got friends over there. They're pumping the fear up again. They're even saying in some parts of the US, despite it seeming totally polar opposite from reality, that there might be another wave and another lockdown coming if we don't get our things together. And this is, of course, probably pumping people to take the vaccine. My point is that all the best efforts at, please, here's, you know, people email me and say, Derek, will you sign this petition? Will you share this petition? We're trying to fight this thing here in this city or town or whatever. And look, I feel you. I get it. I and empathize with you that you have a desire to do something better. But going and saying, please, look, we got 100 of our friends to say they don't like this either. Will you leave us alone now? That's not the answer. Going and saying, well, let's go run for office and fight them. And we'll spend the next 4 years trying to undo all this madness they're doing. Sorry, they're just going to keep getting worse. And even though I do support and appreciate people exercising their freedom of speech and getting out to the streets, it's not going to stop it, guys. And I'm not here to imply that violence is then the answer, that we need to go, you know, hang them up from the trees and all these kinds of extreme things. No, if you follow my work for a while, you know the answer that I believe in is to exit and build, to exit from this system as much as possible. And you get to decide what part of the system you want to exit from. Personally, I exit as much as possible from the banking system, from the mainstream industrial factory farming food production system, try to support local farms or grow what we can. And we're getting close to getting land. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. I try to opt out of all these different systems that I know tie me to their grid. Because like I said, if me and my loved ones are tied to their grid, then they are going to use social engineering to try to pressure people into complying with whatever they agree, with whatever they want. So right now it might be take this COVID vaccine, show us this passport everywhere you go. And some people are okay with it. Even some left-wingers like Naomi Wolf and others are starting to wake up, and RFK Jr. and Vandana Shiva, they're starting to call this out because they understand that this is another form of colonization. COVID 1984 is new normal colonization. That is the reality. This is just a new level of colonization. So politics isn't the answer. Petitions aren't the answer. Protests can be helpful, but they're clearly going to ignore us because they've got that big, powerful media to make us all look crazy and say, oh, those are just right wingers. Those are just extremists. So then what tools are we left with? The tools we are left with are both physical and spiritual. This is what the message of the conscious resistance is about. This is what holistic anarchism is about, holistic activism, the message I've been writing about and promoting for years now. On the physical plane, as I said, we need to exit from these systems as much as possible. I personally chose to leave the United States at the beginning of March when I saw the shit going down. We came down here to Mexico, and Mexico, it was the right choice. Maybe not for you, but for us, it was. It has been more free than any of the stuff I've seen going on in the US and Europe. And Canada especially, it has been extremely free experience for us here. And of course, Mexico is a big country, different experiences, different places. There are some places that were more locked down than where we're at. But the city we're in never locked down. I've never been yelled at for not wearing a mask. I've never been forced to. I don't have to show any of this kind of stuff. I get to live my life. And that's what works for us. And we did that a year ago. And I'm proud and thankful we did, because it has paid off just in so many ways. And now we are nearing the point, we're still months away, but we are nearing the point of finally getting land so that we can start building the conscious agora that I started writing about in 2016. This idea of putting these ideas into action. And you don't have to move to Mexico to build a conscious agora. You can build it where you are. But the point is, you need to start yesterday. Because if we continue to allow ourselves just to sort of be swept up into their stream of all this shit that they are building and all the stuff that they are creating right around us. Because, you know, you can live your life and basically go about being ignorant, just watch Netflix all day and hang out with your friends. Well, I guess you can't, but you can Zoom call them. You know, just live your life without really paying attention. But that doesn't stop the insanity You know, ignorance is bliss, but ignorance isn't a timeout on reality. Even if you choose to be ignorant, the crazy psychopaths, what I call the predator class, are still working night and day to build this world. You know, so the answer for me has been, Michelle, you've said this before. I'm going to just address this now. I'm not running to Mexico. I came to Mexico because it's a beautiful country. And because, as I said, it's more free than the United States in many ways. And I know that offends you and it offends lots of people. I never realized this, but people get offended when you leave the United States. They like get triggered by it. Like they can't handle that. Some people find more freedom in Mexico. Yes, some parts of Mexico are dangerous, but true freedom is dangerous. That's the thing, is when you're not a person that's going to call the cops anyways, then it really doesn't make a difference if the cops are corrupt, because you wouldn't call them anyway. So you have to learn to take care of yourself. You have to learn to fight for what's yours. And there are people who come to the United States, and I'm glad for them if they feel that better option. But the unfortunate thing about that, for Michelle and others who see that juxtaposition of lots of Americans and foreigners from Europe leaving their countries to come to Mexico and to come to South America because they find more freedom down here. And then some people from down there trying to come to the United States because they've bought into this false idea of the American dream. And the simple fact that the US dollar is worth more. So if you're from Mexico and you don't make much money, crossing the river and taking that risk means you're going to make more money for yourself or your family. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I have family and friends who did that exact same thing. They were first generation immigrants. But my point here is that people come to America for a false dream that no longer exists. I know some of you are out there trying to fight to save the Republic, but the Republic's long gone, guys. That idea might have not even really existed when you truly look at it and understand American history, not to mention colonization and all the horrible things that have happened. Doesn't mean it's not a beautiful place, a beautiful land with good people. But that fictional dream of the American dream doesn't exist. What I've tried to encourage people who come, say immigrants who come to the United States or elsewhere, don't become legitimate. Don't do it legally. Don't get a license. Don't get a business permit. And I'm sorry some of you are going to be offended by that, but that's how they're going to integrate the immigrants into the technocracy. They're already doing it in India. They went around to every single small Indian village and they scanned their retinas and they started this program called the Foundation, which is basically a digital ID, biometric ID for the entire country. Now, they could try to do that in Mexico. Mexico's a big country with big cities and small little villages. They would have to travel the entire country, they being technocrats. Maybe the Chinese government would give a loan or something like that, or Bill Gates and his buddy Carlos Slim out here in Mexico. The point is, they will eventually try to do it because this is a global movement. But in places like Mexico, you can bribe cops. You can bribe doctors for PCR tests. There's already negative PCR tests floating around that people I know have used to travel. I'm not going to get you one. Don't email me or message me asking me for one, but I'm just saying they exist. And there's opportunities like that you don't find in the United States. My point here is that I came to Mexico because it feels right for me. I'm not here to convince you guys to come to Mexico, although I will be doing a podcast soon talking about all the benefits of Mexico for those interested. But as I was saying, we're close to getting land so I can build the Conscious Agora, and we as a community that's growing can build this because we see that is the only way that we're going to continue to thrive. I'm sorry, you can't continue to live your suburban normie life without getting sucked into their system. And I'm not trying to tell you to live my lifestyle, live, act, dress, anything like me, be yourself, but really evaluate it and ask yourself, are you going to be able to continue going about as normal without being forced to get an immunity passport, a vaccine passport, a vaccine, compliance with masks, and whatever other things that come down the line? If you are plugged into their grid, you are setting yourself up for failure. You are not only setting yourself up for failure, but you're setting your children and future generations up for failure. That doesn't mean you have to come to Mexico. I'm not trying to say that that's the only answer. I'm saying thinking about your long-term future and thinking about what solutions you're going to take. Just imagine if tomorrow they announced, wherever you live, wherever you're hearing this from, if they announced, and some people are already dealing with this, Canada, parts of Australia, if they announced that you couldn't go to the grocery store anymore without proof of a vaccine or some special permit. What if you had cops outside on the end of your streets like they have in some parts of Canada where you have to show permission slip for why you're leaving your house at the threat of being fined $750? Have you thought about that? Do you have a plan, or are you simply just going to comply? If you're going to comply, then stop complaining online. Just put on your sheep suit and go along with it. Because if you're just here to run your mouth or watch these shows like they're entertainment, conspiratainment, then there's no point. I mean, I've said this before at many of the events that I've spoke at before, that if we just gather for festivals and conferences or YouTube videos just so we can hear each other talk and pat each other on the back, yeah, we got it all figured out, but we're not actually going to change our lives, then it's just a giant circle jerk and it's just a waste of all of our time. So I guess the message here is that, I'm sorry if this hasn't been overly optimistic, but it is a message of optimism. It is a message that we still have an opportunity to just shape the direction of this. This is why I'm working on the greater reset, the people's reset. This is why we are focusing on solutions more than ever. I said it last year and this year, 2021, the 2020s, all the way till we get to 2030 and figure out whether we're going to own property or not, is about solutions. If you just want to watch YouTube conspiracy theorists peddle speculation and theory all day long, have at it, enjoy yourself, get lost down the rabbit hole. But if you want to find solutions, then come find us at theconsciousresistance.com, find us at thegreaterreset.org, freedomcells.org, as we're building a movement of people who are looking for ways to unplug from these various grids, to build community, families, parents, children, adults, and people of all ages, all backgrounds, all races and ages, who see what's coming and see what's staring us in the face and are not just going to sit by and be victims. I refuse to be a victim, and I hope you will refuse to be a victim as well. Guys, the last thing I want to share with you is about my documentary that's coming out next week. And I just want to say that I appreciate you for continuing to follow me, especially those of you who have been around for the last, I don't know if anybody's been following me for the last 10 years, but a lot of you have been around for the journey for a long time, and I appreciate that. Once again, my website is theconsciousresistance.com. When you go to the front page right here, guys, you're going to see this link to the Pyramid of Power documentary series. This is my upcoming documentary series that will be debuting next Friday, May 7th. Season one, which is 4 episodes, big education, establishment media, big tech, and the Hollywood military intelligence complex, begins debuting next Friday, May 7th on Mark Passio's One Great Work Network. I'll be doing another video promoting this, but we're going to go ahead and end today by showing you that trailer. So again, thanks for everybody for listening. Please follow me elsewhere besides Facebook into the future, because Facebook continues to shadow ban me and block my content. You're not going to see my work if you only follow there. So I highly recommend you follow other places. Until next time, guys, I hope you enjoy the Pyramid of Power trailer. And remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
The world of 2020 is rife with chaos. The people are overwhelmed with fears of pandemics, frustrations with institutional racism, the blunt reality of police violence, and calls for revolution. These calls grow louder with every day that passes, and with every new act of violence, the people grow impatient. It is at this vital juncture that we must question the narratives being fed to us. If one examines the current paradigm, armed with critical thinking, an understanding of historical geopolitics, and a healthy skepticism of power, media, and other official authorities, they may walk away with a deeper understanding of our predicament. Are we allowing the chaos to divide, confuse, and control us? Is there more to the equation than we are being shown on the television and social media? Are the presidents, prime ministers, kings, and queens the true source of our ills? Or are these figureheads merely symbols meant to distract us from those who truly benefit from a great reset of our world? The Conscious Resistance Network presents a brand new documentary series which will expose the various systems and individuals which hold the true power. We aim to expose those who have laid the foundation and continue to build the Pyramid of Power. Coming soon from the Conscious Resistance Network.